A reading from Acts, the 9th chapter, verses 23 to 43. When many days had passed, the Jews plotted to kill him. But their plot became known to Saul. They were watching the gates day and night in order to kill him, but his disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a basket. And when he had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples. And they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared to them how on the road he had seen the Lord who spoke to him, and how at Damascus he had preached boldly in the name of Jesus. So he went in and out among them at Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. And he spoke and disputed against the Hellenists, but they were seeking to kill him. And when the brothers learned this, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up. And walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied. Now as Peter went here and there among them all, he came down also to the saints who lived in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, bedridden for 8 years, who was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Rise and make your bed." And immediately he rose. And all the residents of Lydda and Sharon saw him, and they turned to the Lord. Now there was in Joppa a disciple named Tabitha, which translated means Dorcas. She was full of good works and acts of charity. In those days she became ill and died. And when they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, hearing that Peter was there, sent two men to him, urging him, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter rose and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the upper room. All the widows stood beside him weeping and showing tunics and other garments that Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all outside and knelt down and prayed, and turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and raised her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he presented her alive, and it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And he stayed in Joppa for many days with one Simon, a tanner. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Jordan McKinley, St. Paul Lutheran Church Bennett, and St. Paul Lutheran Church Stanwood, Iowa.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The church sings, "In the very midst of life, snares of death surround us. Who shall help us in the strife, lest the foe confound us? Thou only, Lord, thou only. We mourn that we have greatly erred, that our sin thy wrath have stirred. Holy and righteous God, holy and mighty God, holy and all-merciful Savior, eternal Lord God, save us lest we perish in the bitter pangs of death. Have mercy, O Lord." Saul's life was in trouble. The man who once viciously persecuted Christians now found himself on the other end of the sword. Jews in Damascus sought to kill Paul, likely because they recognized the danger in having the rising star of the Pharisees turned to Christian apostle, using his wealth of knowledge in the Old Testament scriptures to show that name of that Jesus of Nazareth was no mere carpenter's son or rabbi, but he was the Messiah himself, the Christ sent by God to save his people from their sins. But this would not be Saul's first brush with death. Saul, who would later be known as Paul, spoke and disputed with the Hellenists, Greek-speaking Jews in Jerusalem, hoping to convince them that Jesus was this long-foretold Messiah. Perhaps Paul thought that the Hellenists would be easier to convince. After all, earlier in Acts, we see a number of Hellenists among the Hebrews who had converted to Christianity. But again, Saul's life was threatened because they, too, sought to kill him. In the midst of this life, we are in death. It surrounds us on all sides, whether it be in the form of chronic illness and disability like Aeneas, the paralyzed man St. Peter met in Lydda, or death itself like Tabitha in Joppa. Not one of us is exempt from our death that our sins have wrought. St. Paul teaches us the wages of sin is death. But we have a God who knows this. He knows this because he himself has died. This Messiah, this Christ, took on our human flesh in order to take on our great enemy, death itself. By his dying the death that we justly deserve, Jesus has undone our death. By his resurrection, he has taken our death captive. And because we are baptized into his death, he has incorporated us into his death, and sin no longer reigns over us. And because we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Because of this, we see that God is now the master of death. Just as a sparrow does not fall to the ground apart from his knowledge, God knows the hour of our suffering and death too. Even with the inescapable plots on Paul's life, Aeneas' paralyzation, or Tabitha's death, God in our text demonstrates his power over these things. By his almighty preservation, he rescued Paul, Aeneas, and Tabitha. Death no longer has dominion over Christ, which means it has no dominion over any of us either, who are his baptized saints. And though these eventually died, God's almighty preservation extends into eternity. By his death, Christ has destroyed the power of death and given us the victory. It is, as he said in St. John's Gospel, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. As the church sings, Christ Jesus, God's own Son, came down, his people to deliver. Destroying sin, he took the crown from death's pale brow forever. Stripped of power, no more it reigns. An empty form alone remains. Its sting is lost forever. Alleluia. Amen.
We thank Pastor Jordan McKinley for this meditation on God's Word.